Today's daf is about Basra daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph in Yesh Nochlin. And today's shir is sponsored by Yisrael Yehuda Tabi. Yisrael Yehuda Tabi, we thank you for your sponsorship yesterday and today. And we also got another one for next week. So everybody please, if you want to participate, feel free to join us. But today's is sponsored by Yisrael Yehuda Tabi. We go to Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the two dots. Yesterday we discussed a number of inyanim related to the mitzvah of Yerusha. We discussed a little bit Yagadata at the beginning, before we got into back to the discussions of Yerusha, but then we got into the Yerusha Saben, which is the first step, and that is, how do you know a son comes before a daughter? We quoted a number of sources. What about Benos Slavchad? We touched on Nitna Torah, Veneschacha Halacha, and then we tried to quote a few other sources, but we ended up saying that first source was the one that stuck. Maybe the last source also. But then we are up to now the brothers. We're going through every relationship that the Mishnah says, what's the source? So for Achim min Ha'af, says the two dots on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, about 6 lines or 7 lines up on the bottom. The Achim and Av Nochel and Manchilin. Paternal brothers are Nochel u'Manchil. And remember the Tosas Rid we mentioned 2 days ago? Why he has to repeat Nochel u'Manchil at the, what is it, at the repeat Nochel u'Manchil at the, after this phrase, if it says it at the beginning. So the Tosas Rid said, maybe it's because paternal brothers are direct to and from each other. It's not that it just goes through the father, like we would have thought, mishmush, but it goes directly through, which is a major discussion in the Achronim, but already the hints of that are in the Tosas Rid on our Mishnah. So how do you know that there is such either Yerusha or Mishmush, however it goes? So how do you know? You know it from the Shvatim. Amar Rabba, Asya Ach va'Ach va'mi b'nei Yaakov. You know it from Gzeirah Shava, from the b'nei Yaakov. It says brothers by b'nei Yaakov, Achva, and it says Achva by Yerusha. The Rashbam quotes the Psukim, 5 lines from the bottom in the Rashbam. Ksiv hacha unisatev esachalaso le'echav. Uses the word echav by Yerusha. Viksiv hasam, next week's parsha. Shnei masar avadecha achim anachnu. When the brothers speak to Yosef, b'nei Ishachad, right, says achim. So we have a gzira shava to darshin malahalim, just like the brothers all had the same father but not the same mother, as we discussed a little bit last night in the parsha shir. 4 different mothers, 2 of them weren't even imahos, right? So just like over there were only the same father. So afkamen af, so to hear velomen aim nachla, goes through the father and not through the mother. So velamali, why do you need the makar from the brothers? Mi mishpachto via rash osaksiv. What do you mean? What about what we had yesterday? Mishpachas av kriy mishpacha, mishpachas emena kriy mishpacha. You already know mi mishpachto, from his mishpacha via rash osak. So you already know that. And we discussed the first Torah Tamima on Sefer Bamidbar, who expands on that, Mimishpachto v'Yerash Osah, because they're the Bonim. That was yesterday's discussion. Answers the Gemara, what do you need the second source for? Inachinami. You're right. V'chiyitmar d'Rabba le'inyin yibamidbar. The Iker source for paternal brothers yarshining each other is that Pasuk of Mimishpachto v'Yerash Osah. What's the Gzeirah Shava? The Gzeirah Shava is really teaching me a different halacha, and that is Yibam. Only paternal brothers perform the mitzvah of Yibam for each other. If they share a mother, there is no mitzvah of Yibam. Right, as the Torah says, also, Achla Achla, third to last line of the Rashbam, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, Umeis Achad Mehem Uvenein Lo. Right, it's also only paternal brothers. Okay, that is related to the brothers. Next in the Mishnah, now we're switching categories. The first in the Mishnah was Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin. Now the next category was Nochel Ha'ish es imo. Ha'ish es imo and v'ha'ish es ishto. Those are examples of nochalim v'lo manchilin. A son will never inherit, be morish to his mother. So, what's the source of that? V'ha'ish es imo. Mino animili. How do we know? Detanu rabbanan. Because the Brisa says, v'chol bas yoreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael. It says, a bas yoreshes nachala. A daughter is Yoresh Nachla. We know a daughter could inherit Mimatos B'nei Yisrael, from the tribes of B'nei Yisrael. So they ask the Gemara, Heich Bas Yoreshes Shnei Matos. How could a girl Yarshin from 2 different Shvatim? Right, everybody's from one Shevet. How is it possible for a goy to yashiv for two shvatim? Ella zusha avia mishevet echad v'ima mishevet acher. It must be where you have a girl whose parents are from different shvatim, umesu, and they die v'yarash tan, and she yashes them. What exactly is the case? The Rashbam explains it clearly. What's the case? Go to the sixth skinny line in the Rashbam. U kigon she avia mishevet Ruvain. A girl whose father is from Reuven. She always grew up from Reuven. The ima mishevet Shimon. Her mother is from Shimon. Her father's from Reuven. Her mother's from Shimon. Ukishenises ima la'aviha. When her mother married her father, her mother from Shimon married Reuven. Hayula achid li'ima shalbas zu. She, this mother, right, this girl's mother, had brothers. She yirshu nachla zavihem. That would yarshin the nachla of their respective father. Delekazavas nachlas aim la'av bishasi suin. So at the moment that she got married, there was no movement of nachla. We mentioned yesterday at the beginning of the nachla of the chaluk of Klal Yisrael, pasuk at the end of the Sefer Bamidbar, they were not allowed to intermarry, so to speak. Right? The least controversial intermarriage probably in history. Right? Intershevet. Right? So they weren't allowed to do that at the beginning. Because there was an Isra of Asalas Nachla. So at the time when this woman, this mother got married, there was no problem because she had brothers and she had a father. The Nachla wasn't moving. But then what happened? Umiyu achrechein mesu acheha. Then her brothers died. And who yarshined her brothers? Her father, right? This is the grandfather of the girl we're talking about. The mother of this girl that we're talking about, her brothers died, then her father died, so now she's the only girl left, she's the only child left. So now she yarshins the father. The yarsha osa, now she yarshins the father, now she, what is she yarshining? She's yarshining nachla from Shevet Shimon. And then what happens? And then both parents die. Umesu ha'em v'ha'av, v'lo hayalohem ki im bazzu. So now she yarshins both, and the nimseis yoresha shtei matos. And you see that she yarshins two matos. The mother, nachla of the mother, is from Shimon, and the nachla of the father, who is from Reuven. So is there a difference? Oh, just that's the pasuk, which is explaining the pasuk of the chol bas yoreshes nachla. So we're talking about a case of the daughter. This is the son. If the son's coming over, so he would be from whatever shevet his father's from. So you have to figure out a case, a metzias. How would you get two nachlas? What do you see from here? You see that a child could inherit a mother, right? Ishas imo, child can marry a mother. And the Gemara says, v'ein li ela bas, your question, beminayin, maybe only a daughter. Maybe only a daughter, how do you know a son? So the Gemara says, amar kal v'chomer. It's based on a kal v'chomer. Uma beis bas, shahora kocha b'nichse ha'av, yafe kocha b'nichse ha'im. A daughter has weakened strength in the chasim of her father, right? She's only second up. First comes the son, and then comes the mother. If a daughter has weakened strength, and yet she exists by yarshining the mother, so ben sheyafa kocha minichse ha'av, eino din sheyafa kocha minichse ha'em. So a son who has strong strength by nichse ha'av surely should yarshin by nichse ha'em. He should surely be able to get his mother's yerusha. The Rav Yochanan Frischel Perlau, one of the Gedolim of 100 years ago, we bet you haven't mentioned him in a while, Rav Sadia Gaon has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, just like many other Rishonim. The Rishonim have Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rav Sadia Gaon, even before the Rishonim, as one of the earliest. The Bahag has his Sefer HaMitzvahs, but Rav Sadia Gaon wrote it in the form of a poem. His whole Sefer HaMitzvahs could take up three sides of a page. That's it, the whole Sefer. Rav Yochanan Frischel Perlau, one of the Gedolim from 100 years ago, he came out with three big fat volumes. This is the skinniest one. Three big fat volumes, I have it inside, relating to the Shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, but then he branches off to talk about all of the shitas of the Gaonim and the Rishonim and the Sugyas. So he notes there that the Gaonim hold that the Isra of Asavas Nachla, Mishevet L'Shevet, is eternal. The Isra of Asavas Nachla, intermarrying Shvatim, he says, is eternal. Of course, that's from the Gaonim. He talks about the Shita of the Gaonim, and he says, according to the Shita, how could you ever have this case of Batsi Reshes Nachla? How could you have that other case? Ulashidas agaonim zal kasha, heich efsha shatira shabasa zotas ima, vaha hatsibur vaha bezdin, shaho riduha lanachlas ima, ka'avri belav de lotisov nachla mimata lamata acher. Right? The bezdin that allows her to do it, the mesadar kedushin that knows it's going to happen, they'll be violating lifnei iver, or at least, maybe the isra itself. This is on page 323 in the third volume. Elavadai, so maybe You want to say, oh, if it didn't happen at the time of the marriage, it would be okay. Right, like we just said earlier in the Rashbam. Maybe even the Gaonim agree that the only Isser is causing it directly. Right at the moment the girl woman gets married, she takes Nachla. But here she got married, all not beautiful. It ended up coming that she Yarsha, maybe that's not included in the Isser. Ein basavas Nachla mitzat atzma shum Isser. Hecha danisun ha yubeheter. Mishum de'ein Isser zem mafkiya Torah Yerusha. Maybe that. Then at the end it says, he says, no, even if it is, the Torah can still be giving a theoretical case, even if it's not practically l'maisa. That's what he says. Ikal meimar de lo kamar krav chobas yereshes nachla mimatos de mashma yereshes shnei matos shekfar yersha ela sheru uya li reshnei matos kamar. Even though it won't occur, but still the Torah could still give that case. That's what he suggests. Right, page 323 in that volume. Okay. Anyway, but that is an unusual shita. An unusual shita of the Isra Basav Asachla continuing, we generally hold that it was only for that generation, and after that, it was all mutter. So, we brought a Kal Vachomer. How do you know? We brought a source only for the daughter marrying the mother. How do you know for the son marrying the mother? Kal Vachomer. If his son has strong strength in his father's Yerusha, so surely in his mother's Yerusha, he should have the strength. So, says the Gemara, Mimakom Shabbata. If that's true, so then I'll ask you something from where you came from. Meaning, Malahalon ben kodem labas, afkan bon kodem labas. And not a question, but just an add on. If once we know that a son yarshins by the mother, so we should say the same halacha, that a son comes before a daughter, both by nichsei ha'av, which we know, so too by nichsei ha'ben. So you learn A from B, and then you learn something from B from A. Rav Yossi bar Yehuda, Rav Blazer, Rav Yossi, Amar Mishum, Rav Zachariah ben Akatsav, but Rav Zachariah ben Akatsav argues and says, Echad HaBen VeEchad HaBas Shavin B'Nechsei Ha'em. When it comes to the mothers, they're equal. Don't compare Nechsei Ha'em and Nechsei Ha'av. Nechsei Ha'av, Ben comes before the Babas, but by according to Rav Zachariah ben Akatsav, the son comes equally with the daughter by Nechsei Ha'em. Says the Meshul Chachma, what do you see from this halacha? If the son and the daughter are equal, if the son yarshins first, as we mentioned yesterday, or actually a few days ago, maybe we could look at Yerusha's haben as something unique and special. Well, we said the second din of Yerusha, kam tachtav, taking the place of the father, not yarshining it down, but maybe just like there are other halachos, like Eved Ivri, like Steachuza, where that's not Yerusha, but that's what the Gemara called Kam Tachas, where the son takes the place of the father. So we suggested from Sir Nachronim, from the Klei Chemda, that maybe that's how we look at even Yerusha Saben. When the son takes the Yarsh as the father, he's really taking the place of the father. And that's why it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. It just says, Im Ein Lo Ben. Because if the son does it, it's really the son taking the place of the father. So says the Meshech Chachma, the fact that by Yerushas Ha'em, they're equal, that means that this is not Kam Tachtav. Because a daughter cannot be Kam Tachtav of the father. And the fact that it's both, even the son, is equal, according to Zechariah ben Akatsav at least, it would have to be only Midin Yerusha, and not Midin Kam Tachtav. That's the Meshech Chachma. And therefore, if the mother has an Eved Ivri, the son does not come tachtav by an Eved Ivri. Because again, the Yesod and the Chiddush of Eved Ivri is that the son is come tachtav of the father to be able to work to have the Eved Ivri serve him. But the fact that the son and the daughter are equal, according to Zechariah ben Akatsav, by Yerusha Sa'im, I think, that's the first Meshech Chachma in Parshat Mishpatim, says the Meshech Chachma, I think, at least according to that Shita, but Isha, Shekansa, Eved Ivri, Vamesa, Delagabe HaBen, Vahabas Shavin, Velonikra HaBen, Rak Yoresh, the son would be called a Yoresh, not a Kamtachtav, the Ein Eved Ivri, Oved Oso. Fascinating, even though he has no source for this, but using the Svara. Using Svara, if the son and the daughter are equal, so it's not Kamtachtav, it's only Yerusha, and if it's Yerusha, Eved Ivri does not function Midin Yerusha, it's only Midin Kamtachtav. Is there such thing as... it's a good question. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about it towards the bottom of the page. So let's wait there. Right at the bottom of the Amud Aleph, we're going to get there. Good. So my time up. So what is the reason for Zechariah ben Akatsav? Why does he say the son and the daughter are equal in Nechsei Ha'em? Dayo lavo l'mira din lios kenidon. Based on Dayo. We had back in Maseches Baba Kama. What's Dayo? Dayo is a rule of limitation for Kal Vachomers. If you learn A from B, and A is the new din, so then you have to say, well, A can't be more than B. If the whole source for A is B, so then A can't be more than B. Dayo, it's enough. Dayo lavam in adin. Din is a kavachomer. It's enough to learn from the din, from the source. Halacha lios. Din is the new halacha lios kenidon to be like what you learned from. And therefore, if the whole source is you learn from Yerushas Abbas, so let us say that the ben is equal in the Yerusha of the aim. Says the Gemara of the Tarakama, lo darish dayo. Or the Tarakama that doesn't hold of dayo. Or we are where the Tarakama that holds the son gets before the daughter, even in Nechse Ha'aim. So he doesn't hold of it. V'hadayo daraisa hu. It's a din daraisa. It's an idea daraisa. Ditanya. We learn it from the following, from Miriam and the end of Baloscha. We did Kavachomer Ketzad. How do you know from Kavachomer? Right, we're coming up in the middle here. This is the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael. The first Brisa in Taras Kohanim. Taras Kohanim is the Medrash Halacha and Sefer Vayikra. So the first Brisa is Rabbi Yishmael Omer, as we discussed a few days ago. So Rabbi Yishmael lists off all of the Yud Gimel Midos, Kavachomer, Gzeir Shava, etc. And then the Brisa gives an example of each of the Yud Gimel Midos. So we did Kavachomer Ketzad. How do you know, what's the example of a Kavachomer? You know it from Parshas Bahaloscha. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, v'yavia yorok yorok b'faneha, haloti kalim shivas yamim. Hashem says to Moshe, after Miriam gets Sara'as, if her father, yorok yorok b'faneha, would have spit in front of her, she would have been so embarrassed. She would have been embarrassed for 7 days. She would have gone away for 7 days. So how long should she theoretically, because she was embarrassed by the Shechina, Hashem gave her tzara'as. So how long should she be parush? Kavachobel Shechina arbasar. So you should say it's double for the Shechina. Hashem, it should be double, not just seven. Ella, so why did Klal Yisrael only wait a week? Ella, daya, love him in an din, lios kenidon. So you see, daya is a din daraisa. Daya was a concept daraisa, right? Because that's why you only had seven. So how could somebody argue on the concept of dayo? So answers the Gemara, Ba'alma darish dayo. Really, he holds of dayo. We would say dayo. Aye, but here is different because you have a pasuk. Here you have a makar to override dayo. V'shayni hacha da'amar kra, mimatos. From the pasuk that we had back on the top line. Makish mateha eim mateha av. Matos plural shvatim, so you, to compare the two. Ma mateha av ben kodem labas, af mateha eim ben kodem labas. So you compare the two based on that word. Okay. First point, why would we have thought that Hashem is double? Right, we say, oh, if the father marries seven, then Miriam, then if Hashem does it, it's 14. So we discuss this back in Baba Kama Daf Chafei. That's the main source of Dayo. But Tosfos says it again here. Tosfos there and Tosfos here. Top Tosfos. Kavachar b'lishchina yudalad. Omer Rabbeinu Tam delakach nakad yudalad. Why 14? Because the Gemara Nida tells me that there are three partners in every child. Shlosha shudvin yesh ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu aviv v'imo. And if you count up, the Gemara there lists off who gives what. Where do the bones come from? Where does the fats come from? Where does everything come from? So Hashem has double the amount. There's 5, 5, and 10. Hashem gives doubles. He's really a double partner. He's a primary investor, right, into each child. So that's why if your father embarrasses you at 7, if your mother 7, Hashem 14, because he gives double. So aval kashak sas, if that's true, then imkain ain't a kavachomer. The minadin yesh lios keneged shteyan. Then that's not dayo. Then there's a svara to say why it should be more. That's not a true kavachomer. You should. That should be the maskon, not just the havamina. You shouldn't say dayo to knock it out. V'yod amar b'sifri b'tosefta. Also the sifri writes kavachomer lemelech v'kohen yudalid pirish Moshe Rabbeinu shahaya melech v'kohen gadol shashime shivas yimei amiluim. Via Moshe Rabbeinu, I might knock at Yudal. So you see, it doesn't only apply to Hashem. It's like a kavachomer to somebody more special, even Moshe Rabbeinu. V'docha glomar de melachayin akadosh baruch hu v'kohen Moshe. They can't combine. So it's not so clear that it should be directly Hashem 14. By the way, derech agav, we're not doing it now, but that is a major sugya. Moshe Rabbeinu during Shivas Yimei Hamiluim. The first 7 days that the Mishkan was up, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoda. He functioned as the Kohen Gadol, showing Aaron Ubanav how to do it. What status did he have during those 7 days? There's an Ibaya elsewhere, the Gemara, where the Gemara asks, what clothing did he wear during Shivas Yimei Miluim? Did he wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol or not? After he was just showing them what to do. Was he really the Kohen Gadol or not? So that question could be about what was Moshe Rabbeinu's status. The Arachayim HaKadosh talks about this in Parshas Truma. Was it about Moshe Rabbeinu's status? Was he the Kohen Gadol or not? Or the other way you could say the question is that really everybody agrees that he had the status of a Kohen, that he did not have the status of a Kohen. And the question is, are Big Day Kahuna, are they functions of a Kohen or are they functions of the Avoda? Which is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. When do you have to wear the Big Day Kahuna? Every time you do the Avoda or only if you're a Kohen? That is a question. Right? What about, a Yisrael doing Shechita? Shechita Ksher Bazar. Right? That's one nafkamina. Many nafkaminas that come up. What about on a Bama? It might not be called Avoda, but maybe you're a Kohen. So that's what Tosfos alludes to here, what Moshe Rabbeinu's status was during Sheves Yimei Milud. But anyway, back to this issue. Why would Hashem be 14 days? Number one, Rabbeinu Tam says, because it's a Kavachomer, Hashem gives double the parts of a person. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, third to last line, Mefarish Kavachomer Lashchina Yoser Ma'at Mizayin. You're right. There's no svar for 14, but Hashem should be more. Hashem should be more than a person, more than seven. And once you get more than seven, umikivan da afikte mizayin da hainu hesker ukme ashne heskeros. Because the only units of time in Hilchas Mitzora is in 7 days worth. So once you get more than seven, you got to go to 14. There's no more than seven. This is not specifically Mitzora, but if you could generalize this, Rav Hirsch points this out, I think, in one place, and that is all units of tahara, of purity, in halacha are seven. How do you become coat of tahara from tamei meis? 7 days. Tahara from Mitzora, seven. How about you made tumah after a baby? 7 and 14. For a boy and for a girl. So all units of tahara are seven. Maybe because that's a unit of time in nature, and you have to overcome that to become tahar. Maybe that's the message of Hanukkah, which is just beyond seven. Can't talk about that now. But that's the second answer. Why Hashem is really just more than seven. It's not exactly 14. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful chiddush of the Gra. The Gra says in Parshas Vayetze, where Laban says to Yaakov, Laban says, "How could I not give you my daughters, ach atzmi uvesari ata. Come on, we're family. Atzmi uvesari. We are bones and we are flesh. What do you mean, atzmi uvesari? So says the Gra, if you look in that Gemara Nida that Tosfos quotes, the Gemara says that the bones come from the father and the flesh comes from the mother. So, Lavan was saying, I am related to you, Yaakov, from your father's side and from your mother's side. That's what he's saying, Atzmi Uvasari. Because, you know, Lavan's grandfather was Nachar, right? So that's related from the father's side and from the mother's side. So Rivka, right? He's Rivka's brother. So he's saying, I'm related to you from your father's side and from your mother's side. That's what he means, Atzmi Uvasari. And that's what I think Reuven Margolis adds, that is why, by a Kelmale, we use the father's name. And by a Misha Beirach, we use the mother's name. Why? Because when you want somebody to get better, it's basically their flesh, right? That's what that reflects. Chiyus is flesh. That's why when a person is sick, you say Misha Beirach from the mother's name. After a person is niftar, it's the only thing left after years of the bones. That's why you say the father's name, because the father is who gives the bones. That's why the difference between a Misha Beirach and a Kelmale, that's related to Atzmi Vasari and the Gemara, which who supplies what? That's the Gra in Parshas Vayetze, okay? Okay, good. That's the Gra. Can't copy the Gra. One of a kind. Good. One other point related to this, and that is the other source for Dayo is discussion where Chazal talk about Dayo. Actually, before we get to there, just one other, and then we'll continue. There is a thought quoted in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, which is a beautiful Sefer on Chumash, from Rav Chaim Paltiel Aishashik, where he quotes, Yadua Shemoshe Rabbeinu Pirish Mina Isha Mishim Shinosa. I'm sorry, first the question. L'shem Maha Yitzarech Lomar Lohem Etzakal V'chomer U'la'achar Mikan Ez Dayo Lovim Min Adin Lios Kenidon. What's the svar? Really, it should be 14, but only stay 7. Why did Hashem just say 7 days? Why did Hashem have to say, really, it should be 14, but Dayo say 7? Why did Hashem just say, it's like Hashem wanted them to hear this Kal V'chomer in the Dayo? What's the message of the Chazal? Why didn't he just say 7 days? So he quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara in Yevamis, darshin the Kal V'chomer la'atzmo, to explain why he was Pirish Min Ha'isha. Why, if Klal Yisrael, they are designated to hear from Hashem, and they know exactly what it's going to be, and yet they have to get ready for 3 days and be Pirish Min Ha'isha, like it says before our Sinai, every second the Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to me. So surely every second I have to be Horesh ben Ha'isha. So Atik Shalisha is Gemara Yivamis Daf Samach Beis. And that's what Aaron and Miriam said. How can you darshan a Kalva Chomer for yourself without asking Hashem? How could you do that? That's what they were upset about. Ulam says the Rabbi Shishik. He said the Ebbes Angel Taina Klavei Moshe. That's not a problem because a person can darshan a Kalva Chomer for themselves. Right? The Gemara says Ein Adam Dam Zir Shava Meyatzmo. A Kalva Chomer you can darshan by yourself. So that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu was kind of hinting to them in the punishment. That, no, you can darshan kavachomers. Okay, there's a concept called dayo. You might have to limit it, but you can darshan kavachomers. So therefore, don't be telling on Moshe Rabbeinu that he darshan kavachomer me'atzmo, because he is allowed to do that. Dayo comes up also in the poskim in Hilchos Avelus. In Hilchos Avelus, where we have a Mesora, it's unclear, there are two different versions of the Mesora, and that is Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Hagola, the great Rebbe of Rashi, not really exactly, but it's the Grand Rebbe of Rashi. Rebbe Nageshe Maragola, his son Rachmanel Islam went off the Derech, he became a Mumar, and the Mordechai and others quote that he sat Shiva. The question is, when did he sit Shiva? And the story is that he sat Shiva 14 days. So did he sit Shiva 14, is that after his son died, or right when he became a mumar? That's not clear in the sources. The way we have it is, if you look in the Taz, in the first Simon in Hilchas Kriya, in Simon Shin Mem, so the Shulchan Aruch there discusses a similar case of Kriya, says the Taz, Rabbeinu Gershom Yashav al Beno Shehemir Vames, Yud Dalet Yom, Kal Vachomer L'Shchino Yud Dalet Yom. 7 days for the life of his son and 7 days for the ruchnias of his son. Because you see from the kazav of Dayo that when it comes to ruchnias, you got to add on, kach kasav agos ashri. But if you look at the agos ashri in Eilam Magalchin, in Moed Katan, it doesn't say umes. So there's a discussion here, why did he do that? Why didn't he hold of Dayo? Why did he hold of Dayo? What do you mean? It's 14, but that was only a havamina here. Only a havamina. What about a maskana? So that is a question. What exactly he did. Just one more and then we'll continue. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva regarding, he was asked about doing kriya on an Adam Rasha. So he says, Im einu mafursam near Elisha chayavim lakroa, if it's not mafursam. If he's mamash machal shavas befarhesya, then it could be that you don't have a chiyav of kriya. Ela adaraba, roi lismoach, tachsevu be even rasham rina. Okay, unless you know that he was a Tinoch Shanishpa. Umashe his abo Rabbeinu Gershom al Beno Mumar, Kishemes, La Afushet Sa'arahu Da'avid, Shelo Zacha Sheyashu B'tshuva B'yamav. He was just so pained that he didn't do tshuva in his life. That's why he was tearing Kriya. Not Dafka before he had a chi of Kriya, but because he didn't do tshuva, that made him so upset. So if one wants to do Kriya for another Russian nowadays, so then maybe he can follow that Svara. That's the Radvaz and Chela Gimel Simen Tav Kuf. Nun Ches 5:58. Okay, let's go back. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Rav. Okay, so we just said a son comes before the daughter, according to what we paskin, even by Nechsei Aim, except according to Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rav Nitai, a couple of stories. Rav Nitai, Sarva Lamevet, Uvdak Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rav Nitai, Rashi says, name of a rabbi. Shem Chacham. He wanted to act like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Amar Le Shmuel, Keman Ke Zechariah, Afe Zechariah. Shmuel says, who are you going like? Zechariah? He's Ephes. Right? He's nothing. Afe Zechariah, meaning not his Shita. We don't paskin like him. Next story, Rav Tavla, but of the Kazakhai Bidakasav, Amarle Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, my hi, what are you doing? Amarle, Dom Rav Chanina Barshalmi Yemishmeh Derav, Halacha Rav Zachai Bidakasav. What do you mean? I have a Misora. The Halacha is like him, that son and daughter inherit equally in Nechse Haim. Amarle, says Rav Nachman, Zil Ahadir Bacha, go retract your psak. Ve'ilo, and if not, Mafikner Lacha Rav Chanina Barshalmi Yemishmeh. I will take away Rav Chanina Barshalmi for you. Meaning I'll show you that you're wrong. That we don't hold like that. Maybe he never even said it. That's not our Mesorah. And the Ritva says, why would he have to give back the money? Because it's Tavid Var Mishnah. Different types of mistakes a Dayan makes. We'll have it in Masechah Sanhedrin. But a Tavid Var Mishnah, if you make a mistake about a clear-cut halacha, you got to repay it. You got to repay it. That's what he says. I'm going to make you pay. Third story. Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Sarva Lamevet, Uvdak Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav, Amar Le Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman says, my hi, what are you doing? Amar Le, Dom Rav Huna Bar Amar Rav, Halacha Ke Zechariah ben Akatzav. Amar lei, ashalach lei. Okay, Rav Nachman says, let me send him a letter and ask him. Ichzif, and all of a sudden, he was very scared. Rav Huda Varchia was very scared. No, don't go ask him. Don't go ask him. Why was he scared? We're talking about one of the great Amorim here. Why was he scared? So, let's just finish the story. Amar lei, hashta kinoch nafti d'Rav Huna, isras risas lakivli. If Rav Huna would have been dead already, you would have kept arguing with me. Right, so now that he's alive, all of a sudden you're scared? It's not fair. It means you're lying. Why are you so scared now? If he would have been dead already, you would have kept arguing. The EU command Savra, who did he hold like? Kihuda Rav Nachman hold like? Kihad, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rami Chavayu, Ein Halacha Gurbis Chayim Nakatsav. That's what his Besor was, that we don't hold like him. Why was he scared? Why was Rav Huna Barchia worried when he lied? No, so says the Rashbam, fifth medium line, either he was worried, he was Choser Bo, Shema Chazer Barav, maybe he retracted. Okay, when I heard it, he said it, he retracted. O lo hayasomech b'shmuas, or maybe he was suddenly second guessing himself. He was second guessing, maybe he didn't. Rabbeinu Gershom says that first wide line of Rabbeinu Gershom, he never heard it from Rav Huna. But sometimes great Talmid Chachamim will quote something in the name of a great rabbi in order that it's accepted among the masses. You know what? You know what Rav Moshe holds? Rav Moshe says it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it. All of a sudden, all of a ears perk up. If I say it, nobody's listening. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman said it. So I can make it up. He made it up. You let it do that. You let it lie and make something up. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in Siman Kufnun and Vav. Gilgal Shas quotes this in a few places in Shas. But the Magen Avraham quotes this, that if a Adam Gadol, who's an Adam Gadol, If you're a major leaguer and you're vadai sure of what you are, of what you're saying, major leaguer, says the Magen Avraham, maybe you are allowed. Im shamadin, v'niralo shahalacha kach, mutter la'omro b'shem adam gadol, ki heichol delikbali minei. Right, we have this in Gemara in Erevin and Nimsachim. Says the Magen Avraham, it's loud. U'besof me'asechas kala. O Isa, ha'omer davar b'shem chacham shalo gamru mimenu, gorim l'shkinish et estalik. He says, what about we have another line? If you say something in the name of somebody who never said it, you're going the Shekhinah to leave. It's Tzarach Iyin. He leaves it at Tzarach Iyin. But this is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Masa Umatan. This Siman in the Kufnun Vav, he just quotes all different chazals that have to do with life. Because this is about, this is after Shacharis, once you go out and live life. But that is, the Magen Avraham says maybe it can have ramifications in certain cases if a person is sure about it and maybe he thought he might say it, but it, either way, it's a tzarech iyun, when, and I don't think we should ever put this into practice on who we are. Okay, especially if a person is not living anymore. If they're living, okay, it will always be scared, it'll always go back to them, but if a person is not living anymore, for sure, we shouldn't say it. Okay, next story. Story number four. Mistamech v'azer Rabbi Yanai Akasvi, Rav Simloi Shamei, Rav Yanai, who was elderly, and he couldn't really see, he was leaning on the shoulder of his servant, Rav Simloi, and he was walking. V'yasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Lapayu, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was walking towards them. Amale, bar inish to asa l'kivlana, who ya'e v'gulse ya'e. So Rav Simloi said to Rav Yanai, who couldn't really see, there's somebody walking this way who has a beautiful, he himself is fitting, he's ra'ui, and he's wearing a beautiful gulse. What's a gulse? Rashbam says a special type of talis of a Talmud Chacham. I mean, he was wearing a special cloak. Rimi Gash said it was a special hat. Right, either way. So kimat l'gabe goshesha. When they came close, so this is like Yaakov and Esav. Rav Yanai felt the cloak of the person he just met. Amale, dein shiure b'sak kisak. He says, no, the shear of this material is like sackcloth. We know the Mishnayos and Maseches Kalim discuss that different materials have different minimum shiurim in terms of Kabbalah's Tumah. Different shiurim, sackcloth, three etzbos, four etzbos, all different types of materials. What's leather? So he says, this is like sackcloth, because it's very inferior. What are you telling me? It's a beautiful, that his clothing is yoy. No, it's inferior. And Amale, so once they were there, we'll see what the significance, so meaning he doesn't think he's so wonderful at this time. So meanwhile, while he was there, so he asked him, how do you know a son comes before a daughter? As we had earlier, that's what he answered. Amarle. So now he answers him. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya talking now. Ima mataha bachornoto pishnayim, av mataim bachornoto pishnayim. So why do you go all the way? Does a son, a bachor, take pishnayim in the nechasim of the mother? Are you going to say that? Says the Gemara, Amarle l'shamei. So after Rabbi Yehuda heard this question, he says, let's scram. Good, pull me. Les dein savi l'meiloth. There's nobody here that wants to listen. What does that mean? What does that mean? No one here that wants to listen? Because, says the Rashbam, second line, Elala Hakshos, Dvarim Shein and Srichen, Klomar, the Davar Kalu, Dilatare. So he's asking me such an easy question for. Let's leave. He thought he was asking him an easy question. So maybe we don't think it's so easy. But he thought it was an easy question, so that's why he left. He didn't want to answer. What exactly does that mean? It was an easy question. So the Rabbi Chanan says that it's not that he thought it was easy to answer, but he thought it was easy if you do a little work. And then you'll find the answer. Says Rabbi Chanan, Shidchav Dalad. He says, L'chorem mashba shechashado shu yodea hateret to become mako makshe. So my sounds like, oh, what are you asking me kashas for? What, just to test me? That's what it sounds like. He says, the kasha. That doesn't sound like an Amora would do that. That he would ask a kasha, he knows the answer for it, just to test. They don't near it. Ella, kibon shehiksha vade lo yoda hateretz. Rak, kibon shekala tarets, mipne malo yoda hateretz. Mipne sheena rosa lilmod. De lo yagatu matzasa al tamin. He says, it must be that he just didn't work hard enough. And therefore, it was easy, but that is not what, not why. Not because he knew the answer, but because he wanted him to work. He wanted it to work harder. That is Rav Chanan Sa'ara. There's a big discussion by Bechor. I'll just mention it quickly now, and then we'll talk about it again at some point. How many mitzvahs do you count Nachla as? So many Mishonim have Nachla as one mitzvah. We mentioned the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tough, and the Rambam in the last mitzvah, 248. Last mitzvah, say the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Nachla. The Ramban there says on the Rambam, I'm sorry, but I beg to argue. I beg to differ, because you, Rambam, counted all Nachla as one mitzvah. What about Bechor taking Pishnayim? That's a separate mitzvah. That's not counted. And not giving a Bechor Pishnayim is an Aveira. Asay and Alos, Asay, the Ramban counts three mitzvahs. An Asay of Nachla, and then an Asay and Alos, Asay, separate by Bechor. So it seems to be Rambam and Ramban, is Bechor an outgrowth of regular Yerusha? It's just that he gets double, but it's really regular Yerusha, or no? Bechor is something very different. Or something very different. So that's Machlokas with the Rambam and the Ramban, which we will come back to as we talk about Bechor. Just, by the way, something that you might have heard, the Maharal says, even the word Bechor, every letter is a multiple of two. Right? Beis is 2, Chaf is 20, and Reish is 200. So even in the word Bechor, you see the double nature of Bechor. Okay. So, but time am I, second line. So how do you know, Lomaisa, how do you know that a Bechor does not take Pishnayim from the mother, only from the father? Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Bechor Sheimatzei Lo. Lo v'lo lo. It says in Kiseitze, and everything that's found to him, so to him, to the father, and not to the mother. V'yema, Hani Mila Bechor Shenas Almana. Maybe that only applies where a man who has never been married before marries an Almana who has children of her own. Those sons don't take Pishnayim, Ava Bachar Shanasa Bsula, Hakanabi the Shakil. Maybe two unmarried people before having new children, maybe they would take Pishnayim of the children would take Pishnayim of the mother. So I'm Rabbi Yisrael, I'm Rakar, no, Reishis, oh no, oh no, Velo, oh no. There's a lot of masculine Lashonos in that Parsha. Oh no, the first of his strength, Velo, oh no, and not of her strength, oh no, Velo, oh no. So Gemara says, no, you already used that. Hahumi Baile, Lavo, Acher Nefalim. That's already used for a child born after miscarriages. Delevi Bechor L'Nachla. We know that even though if somebody has a couple of miscarriages or even one miscarriage and then a baby, so that baby does not get a pigeon or ben. Why? Because he's not Peter Rechem. But for Bechor L'Nachla, you don't need Peter Rechem. You don't need Peter Rechem. You can have a Bechor L'Nachla even though it's not a Bechor L'Pidyon. Like here, the Gemara says, Misha Libo Daveh Alav, only somebody who gets Bechor L'Nachla, somebody who you mourn, who you are sad that they died, Yatzadesh Ein Libo Daveh Alav. The earlier miscarriages, a person isn't as pained when they lose that because they didn't have the relationship with the child. So it's not like somebody was alive and then died. So you see from there. So that's you already use up the pasuk of Ono Velo Ono to teach me that this is still Ono. This is still Ono. It's the first of his strength, and he would get a double. So Imkain Lema Kraki, who raises own? My oh no, Shmamina Tarti. What do you learn from there? You learn two. Let's finish, and then there's a couple of things to say. The Akadi Emahani Mili Amojasal Basula, Ababakar Jasal Man Basula, Hakanami de Shakil. Again, maybe it's limited to where she was not married before, but he was. How do you know in a regular case of Bakar Basula, do we say that they would not take double from the mother? So Ella Amarava, Ella means a new source. This is the pasuk Amakra Lo Mishpat Habachora. Mishpat Habachora Leish, Velo Mishpat Habachora Leisha. There's only a Mishpat Habachora to the father and not to the mother. What exactly is a nafel? What's the definition of a nafel? So if you look at the Rashbam here, he quotes Rashbam is either a stillborn, or a baby that's born much earlier, or even, says the Rashbam, a baby born in the eighth month. Ben Ches Chaim, about the tenth skinny line. V'zen Noel Acharehem. Why? Because in those days, as we come up in the past, a baby born in the eighth month was said to have, you know, no mazel, not considered a Ben Kayama, they're going to die, and that was the science of the times, what they believed, that was the eighth month. Obviously, Bizman Azed, that does not apply, because we know it's like the eighth month is better than the seventh month. You know, try to get as late as possible. But that is something that came up, Bizman Chazal. It's always nice to remember and to mention the Michtam Eliyahu. Michtam Eliyahu has a very important letter. Very important letter in the fourth volume of Michtam Eliyahu, page 355 and 356, where he talks about three cases, not our case, but he talks about three cases where it seems to be Nishtanu Ativim, where Chazal talk about a certain type of science that is not true, doesn't seem to be true. Number one, he talks about Mayim Shalanu, we discussed this back in Psachim, that the water, the Gemara seems to say, is warmer in the morning. Why? Because the sun goes under the earth and cooks the water in the rivers, and therefore, you have to, in order to cook matzo, you have to use mayim shalanu, water that was left out in a container from the night before. Lanu, that was lan, that was left out. Number one, that's one halacha, which we do, we're makpid for that halacha. Number one. Number two is drusas from the Maseches Chulin. Yis drusa l'chatul below l'kelev. The Gemara explains that if you get scratched by a cat, it's poisonous, it's deadly, not like a dog. Also, not exactly sure what that means. And number three is the halacha Mizrach Shabbos, that you're allowed to kill certain types of fleas on Shabbos because they're not parin v'ravin. The Gemara seems to assume that certain fleas are created from the mold of garbage. They say it's not there. They don't come from eggs and from earlier, you know, they don't come from other fleas. And we seem to know that that's not true, that the fleas come from fleas. And the Gemara says, because of that, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos. So, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos. That'd be makbid. So, Rav Dessler there discusses each one of these, and goes through, ki es halacha yadu chazal b'kabal midori doros. V'gam yadu minani sayo. And he says, first of all, the halacha is the halacha. Chazal might have given reasons for the halacha, but those reasons are secondary. The halacha, the halacha. You're allowed to kill these fleas on Shabbos. But reasons given, okay, those are what Chazal said, but really those aren't the truth. The Misorah is still the Misorah. You gotta figure out, could we even rely on this Lakula? Most poskim say no. Most poskim say no, even though we know there's about fleas, but still, you know, we try to be extra machir. He then goes on to explain how maybe each one of these can be explained according to the science of our times. So, it's a very important letter if you want to see it, page 355 and 356 in the fourth volume of Michtam Eliyahu, but this goes on the list too. This goes on the list too of a baby born in the eighth month. Lo Mishpat HaBechora came up, so I just wanted to mention I mentioned that last night in the Parsha Shir. Lo Mishpat HaBechora, right? To him is the Mishpat HaBechora. The Ramban has a Hagdama to his Pirush on Torah, and before his Hagdama, he has a poem. He has a poem, two-page poem, and in there, he mentions why he's writing it. He says, why should I write it? There are many other svarim out already. It's all a rhyme. Every word is taken from Tanakh. It reports that on the bottom. And then he quotes, va'asim l'ma'ar panai neiros ha-menorah ha-tahora. As I write, I'm putting the neiros of the menorah in Yonah of the Yoma tomorrow night. In Yonah of the menorah right in front of me. Who is my menorah? Perushei Rabbeinu Shlomo, Ateres Tzvi, Usfiras Tifara, Rashi. Rashi is my menorah. Muchtar b'ni Muso, b'mikra, b'mishna, u'b'gemara, lo mishpat habachora. That's the Ramban's famous usage of lo mishpat habachora. That's how he describes Rashi. Rashi is the Bechor. Rashi's the Bechar of Mefarshim. He's the Bechar. He gets Pishnayim. He's the Bechar. Bidvarav ehegeh ba'ahavasam eshgeh. V'imahem yelanu maso matan drishav ha'kira. Bipshatav u'medrashav v'chol agadah b'tzura. Asher b'pirushav zechura. He has six lines in the poem about Rashi. So every time he argues on Rashi, you got to remember this. And then he quotes, because sometimes you see his lashon on the Ibn Ezra. He argues on the Ibn Ezra, and he is charif. It's Ravid Rambam-like when he argues on the Ibn Ezra. So you got to remember this line. The Im Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, Tihi Yalanu Tochachas Megula V'Ahava Mesutara. Open arguments, but hidden love. That's what he says about the Ibn Ezra. V'Hakel Asher Mimenu Levado Ira, Yatzileno Miyom Evra, etc. He discusses it. But that's his uses of Lo Mishpat HaVachora. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. Okay, let's continue a little more. V'ha'ish es ishto v'chulo. How do you know a husband yarshins a wife? Binani mili detan rabbanon. Number one, she'erozu ishto. Malami shabal yarshins ishto. Right, a husband yarshins a wife. That's how you know it from the pasuk. She'erozu ishto. Yochol afti rashen. And you might think it goes the other way too. A wife yarshins a husband. Tabalomar v'yarash osa. Hu yarash osa v'ein hi yarashes osa. He yarshins her, and she does not yarshin him. V'hai kroy lafachik sivi. But if you look at the psukim, the psukim say, lush, it's just the opposite. It sounds like a she'er is yarshin by the others. Not that the she'er yarshins. Right? If you look at the psukim seem to say the opposite. It doesn't say that. Right? It says, unisatem es nachalaso lishe'er. I'm sorry, that's the answer already. The pasuk says that, can't find the pasuk right now. We're going to type it. If you look at the Rashbam quotes the pasuk, that the pasuk says that she'er is yarshin by somebody else, not that the she'er yarshins. So, it's just the opposite. So, Amar Abaya, Taritzachi, you're right, switch around the words. Unisatemes nachalaso lakarove love, she'erove yarashosa. It's two phrases. Give his nachla to the one that's closest to him, like his son, comma, she'erove yarashosa. And then she'er, his she'er, he yarshins her. He yarshins her, even though the word she'er is really earlier in the pasuk. So, Amar Rava, sakina charifa mifsuke kroi, what are you doing? Taking a knife and cutting up psukim? You're taking the word she'er and putting it later in the pasuk? How can you just take a knife and do that? So, Ella Amar Rava, Hachika Amar Rava says no. Unisatem es nachalas she'iro lo. What did Rava just do? He just switched two letters. He didn't take a whole word. It should say, Utnatem es nachalas lishe'iro hakarov. He took the lamin and the vav and made a new word. Kasavar gorin umosifin v'darshin. You're allowed to take off a little bit and add a little bit and darshin it. Says the Rashbam, what's the difference? Rava says you can move around some letters. You can't move around some words. That's the difference. You can't be mifsak, sakina charifa, mifsak ikra. You can't just switch around words, right? We discussed yesterday. You can't just say, imuktam amucha batorah within a pasuk. Right, but in this case, if you just switch around a couple of letters, that is acceptable, says the Rashbam. Shini osios leka pisuke kroi. Okay, that is the first source. That's the first source. How do you know a husband yarshins a wife? Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we start with the second source of a haitana. That's going to be a second source, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, today's daf again was sponsored by Yisrael Yehuda Tabi. We thank you very much for sponsoring yesterday and today. And everybody should have a guten coming close to Hanukkah. Come on, close to Hanukkah. Baruch Hashem.